Now this is a dictation for Barbara Smith, September 1452. Addresses a letter to Dr. Anu A.N.N.U. Mohan, 810-275-0307. Dear Anu, follow up for Mrs. Smith, who has a renal transplant, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, renal failure, last visit in August. Offer her an in-person visit. She declined. We did a telemedicine. Weight progressively up. 347, previously 300. Since the prior episode of sepsis, kidney stones, obstruction, appetite was running poor. Now she's eating really good, trying to do salt restriction too. Denies vomiting, dysphagia. Denies diarrhea, bleeding, no infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood. Minor edema, not worse. Chronic dyspnea on minimal activities, no purulent material hemoptysis, uses CPAP machine at night, no oxygen. Clear sputum, no purulent material hemoptysis, no lightheadedness, although mild dizziness on movement, sounds like vertigo. Lying down, sitting up, rolling on the bed. Follows with Dr. Laynes, L-A-Y-N-E-S, for the lupus. Cardiology, Dr. Mohan. Also, Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, for anemia. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. I will highlight the Demadex, Coreg, remains on Plaquenil 3 days a week, short long-acting insulin, inhalers. Next paragraph, she is alert to intestine 3, overweight, no respiratory distress, no facial asymmetry, normal speech, full sentences. Next paragraph, chemistry is November, creatinine 2.8, which appears to be the new steady state. GFR 17, stage 4, a normal sodium, potassium at 5, mild elevated, metabolic acidosis down to 21, a normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 11.4 with a normal white blood cell platelet. She has normal ejection fraction, does have moderate pulmonary hypertension, moderate mitral regurgitation, and enlargement of the left atrium. Her urine shows 1+ of protein, no blood, no cells. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. She has gained weight. Some of this appears to be true weight, not just fluid. No evidence for exacerbation of respiratory distress, nothing to suggest pulmonary edema or pericarditis. There is no indication for dialysis. She has no evidence of obstruction on kidney ultrasound and no evidence of urinary retention. Blood pressure appears to be poorly controlled. We could increase the Coreg. I probably do not want to increase the diuretics. We could add a third medication. There has been no need for EPO treatment, which is for hemoglobin less than 10. We will monitor potassium and metabolic acidosis, which is mildly elevated. I mentioned erroneously that she has a renal transplant. That's not true. Continue management of her other medical issues. Monthly blood test, come back in 3 months.